And now the WETL radio players are on the air. Each week at this time, WETL Radio presents the finest in radio drama. Today, we present the comedy production, The Ham and a Heroine, adapted for radio by Jerry Limbert. And now, here's our story. The scene is a small furnished apartment in a middle western city, the temporary home of Ashton Dean, a stock company leading man, and his wife, Emma. It's early evening, perhaps a couple of hours before curtain time, and Ashton Dean is relaxing before going to the theater. Listen.
Thank heavens Betsy's gone to sleep. What's in the evening paper, Ash?
Just waiting to read it to you. Listen to this. Ashton Dean handled the romantic role of Donald Davis in his usual arresting manner in the current week's offering at the Columbia Theater.
I've already read your notices, Ash. What's the news?
You don't consider a good notice news?
Darling, you always get good notices. In this town, a good notice about you isn't news. Now, a bad notice...
Man bites dog, I know. And a bad notice of my work is in the same category.
Ash, do you think we'll be back in New York next season?
Quite likely, quite likely. I had an offer, refused it, of course.
Ash, you didn't. You mean you had a chance to go back to New York, and you turned it down?
Small part. Second man and some production.
But, Ash, to get out of stock... To get back to New York. And I want Betsy to go to dancing school soon. She'll be 7 her next birthday. Oh, Ash, why didn't you?
Ashton Dean is a leading man, my dear. Not a second man.
Leading man in a third-rate stock company.
My dear, how many times must I explain?
I know, Ash. I'm not an actress. Grease paint is just colored cold cream to me, not a subtle aroma. I'd rather see a sunset than footlights. I'm just the little wife and mother, not a heroine in a melodrama.
But don't you understand? I'm playing leads here, the big parts. Some Broadway scout will see me in a good lead, and when I do play Broadway, I'll play it as a leading man, not just as another actor.
Oh, dear. Let me see the paper, will you? I don't want the review of this week's play. You can keep it and read it again.
Very well, my dear, but it was a good notice.
Of course. Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
I wish they'd catch that man.
Man? What man?
That madman that has been wandering around. Didn't you read about it?
I hadn't gotten to the front page yet.
And you never will until they print the dramatic criticisms on it. The papers have been full of it, though. There's some crazy man wandering around the city, scaring people half to death.
Well, he had better not cross my path.
Listen, Ash, you stay on the brightly lighted streets when you come home from the theater tonight, after the show.
My dear, you don't think that I, Ashton Dean, am frightened by any two-bit escaped lunatic, do you?
Well, this one has a bad record. He's a murderous maniac, according to the paper. It says he has all sorts of illusions.
Illusions?
Yes, he thinks he's Napoleon and everything else.
Napoleon, eh? Then I'd simply impersonate Wellington, and then where would the poor chappy be?
Ash, if you see anyone who even looks crazy, you run.
Emma, my dear, can you imagine me running from anyone or anything?
Listen, Ash, this isn't a play. This man is a real menace. He isn't playing a part. He won't realize that you're the hero and that nothing must happen to you or it'll spoil the matinee business. You be careful, sir.
Now, Emma, don't you worry about me. I can handle myself in an emergency.
I know. Hungry?
You know I don't eat before a performance.
Well, I fixed a salad.
Well, just a bite to keep my strength up.
I'll get it. But seriously, Ash, you come straight home after the show. There's not a bit of use in taking any chances.
I'd like to run into that chap. I could handle him.
And just what would you do, Ash?
Act, my dear. Act.
Act?
Of course. A madman is merely playing a part. Only he believes it. I'd play a part that would make him realize that I was his master. Of course, if I had to use force, I'd use it. But I know that my art would triumph.
I think I'll get your salad.
Say, will you close that window? I feel a draft. I have to watch my throat, you know.
Window? That's funny. Did you open it? What window is it?
Why, that window in the dining alcove. Surely you must have opened it.
I opened it.
It's him!
Who are you?
If I told you that I was Napoleon, you'd say I was crazy. Sometimes I tell them that. A little joke of mine. Just a little joke.
Joke? Oh, I think it's funny.
Funny? Of course it is.
I think I'll have to go.
Don't go. I just came.
I've got to get to the theater. I really must go.
Don't go.
No. Don't go yet, Ash. See? He has such a pretty knife.
Oh!
It is pretty, isn't it? See? The nice, shiny steel and the sharp blade. Steel is so strong, and the blade cuts so clean. And the sharp blade is the key to eternal truth.
Emma, he's going to...
Steady, Ash. You see, my husband is an actor. Aren't you an actor, Ash? Show our guests how you can act.
This man, your husband, an actor, eh?
Yes, and a very good one, too. You must have read about him in the newspaper.
You're trying to shield him. He isn't an actor. You can't fool me.
Don't look at me like that. Go away. We're your friends. Please go away. We won't hurt you. Go away.
I seem to know you. Yes, 'tis true. I do know you, and I have sought you for a long time.
Emma, the phone. Scream, do something.
Do nothing.
Why, you are our guest. I'm afraid you haven't introduced yourself.
No, but he knows me. He knows who I am.
Why, I never saw you before in my life. Why, don't you go.
You who called me your beloved friend, but it was your sword that gave me the death blow in the Roman Senate some 2,000 years ago. It was thou, Brutus.
Brutus? Me? You're crazy.
Steady, Ash. He is not Brutus, O Caesar.
See? She knows me. She recognizes Julius Caesar.
Emma, he thinks he's Caesar.
Silence! I am Caesar. And I told those fools that I was Napoleon. Imagine Napoleon. But I am Caesar. You are Brutus. Oh, I know you. You betrayed me. And now...
Emma!
Wait, Caesar!
First I'll rid the earth of this man. Thou too, Brutus, must die.
No, Caesar. Wait. You know not me?
You're not my wife, Calpurnia?
No.
You're not Portia, wife of Brutus?
No, not Portia. You remember me not? Cleopatra?
Cleopatra? I had forgotten.
Emma, be careful, Emma.
But now you remember, and you must remember your promises to me.
But I was much younger then.
But more able now.
Wait. I'll attend to Brutus first, then we will talk.
Emma, he's going to kill me.
Caesar, not now. Not here.
But he killed me.
No, that was just a dream. Remember, you have many dreams, Caesar.
It's true, and I still do.
Caesar, have you not forgotten a promise you made to me long ago?
Caesar never forgets.
A promise that anything I might ask you would grant?
I promise that.
You did. One night, the royal barge, drifting along the Nile.
Yes, I remember. I promised you the world.
I want not the world. I want such a simple thing.
If I promised, you shall have it. What is your desire, Cleopatra?
Such a simple thing. A lotus blossom.
A lotus blossom?
Yes. Will you get it for me?
Well,
I saw one not far from here. I believe you know the place well.
Oh, yes.
There is a pool surrounding a fountain. You know, not far from the marketplace.
I know that place.
Go and bring me back the flower.
But first, Brutus!
My guards will not let him escape. But hurry, go quickly.
Caesar has not forgotten. I go. But I will return, Brutus.
Thank heavens he's gone. He's gone.
He may come back. Did he go out the window? Quick, close it. Operator. Operator, get me police headquarters. Quick.
Emma. Get the baby. We've got to get out of here.
Police headquarters? That madman you're looking for. Send policemen to the fountain in front of City Hall. Yes, where the water lilies are in that pool. He's a tall, thin, dark man. He'll be there in a few minutes. This is Mrs. Ashton Dean. Yes. All right. Goodbye.
Do you think they'll get him?
I think so. Poor Caesar. Cleopatra betrayed him again. Ash, look at the time. You've got to get to the theater.
Emma.
Look at the time, Ash. You've got to act.
Act? And I thought I was an actor.
And so ends The Ham and the Heroine. Heard on today's broadcasts were Carol McDaniel as Emma, John Kause as Ashton Dean, and Gary Kretzka as our madman. The Ham and the Heroine was adapted for radio by Jerry Limbert and produced in the radio studios of WETL in South Bend, Indiana. This is your announcer, John Pager, speaking.